We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mulligan Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Oh, what a wonderful and fun time we've had today. I want to thank everyone connected to the program. Thanks for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Boy, do we appreciate that. Thanks to our guy, Dustin.
Mad respect.
Mad respect to Dustin Rhodes. And Kevbo, even you.
He stinks.
Pretty strong today. And Ray, you are the straw that... it breaks the camel's back.
Now I would just like to introduce y'all to the man, the myth, the legend.
That's him. And now we welcome in Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, fellas.
How are you?
Chipper.
Are we chipper?
What a day.
Listen, I'm always.
I guess. Okay.
Yeah, how about that?
I'm known as Mr. Happiness.
Oh, yeah.
Has been. That's what we call you around the halls.
Oh, that's, mm-hmm. I'm always. We call you. Never moody.
Nobody has to ask Mully. Either. It's to Mr. Happiness. Have you seen him?
Yes.
So I'm like, Mulligan, of course I did. Mr.
Did you guys hear Lombardi?
I did, yeah.
He's always on brand, isn't he?
I thought it was really good, though. It wasn't just MVP Mitch stuff. He wasn't really poking. He was saying some stuff that
what he
we
really believed.
Consider.
I mean, yeah. That's the thing. He really believes what he says. He's as polarizing as anybody we talk to.
Right.
And what he said today had some credence because he still believes in the old school head coach. And I did liken it to this whole discussion about, you know, in Major League Baseball about the value of a manager. And
yeah.
I think in the NFL, it's sort of like the value of a play caller versus the value of your old school, you know, head coach that is the identity of your organization.
Right. So I think this is it's part of the conversation we're going to have in a little while here because the Matt Nagy press conference at 11:45, which we'll pull up for you as soon as he steps to a microphone, has a lot to do with the future of this season for all intents and purposes. And I'm having a tough time with the argument that if the Bears had to or choose to go with Chase Daniel the rest of the way, that in of itself allows you to make the assessment on Matt Nagy's offense. That it works or doesn't work because now that you've got Chase
Daniel. I don't
think
his job is on the line, though.
Well, as play caller or as offensive construction guy. You know what I mean? It's not a referendum on him as a head coach.
No, but.
And nor do I think his job is on the line.
If your general manager tells you, hey, no more calling plays, now you're just going to be the head coach, can't the guy just tell you what he thinks of you at that point? I mean, I don't think he'll ever do that to him.
No, I don't think it'd be the general manager's decision. I think at some point Matt Nagy has to look around and say, okay, if he puts in Chase Daniel, now he has
it's
representative
Matt Nagy
quarterback.
Checking up on Matt Nagy.
Matt Nagy making
but
the adjustments.
Chase can't move.
No,
but I think that Al Michaels spoke for Bears fans everywhere
when they said,
for whatever reason, Chase Daniel. That would be the way you feel today if they say he's going to start on Sunday.
I think so.
For whatever reason. Chase Daniel.
So there's then a discussion about what is left to prove for this team. And that's how it comes to this, what Lombardi was talking about, this idea that there is some worth in the head coach as just top down and then, you know, instructors and coordinators underneath.
It's a good observation.
And what's able to sell.
Here's what I think. I think that stuff is left for us to discuss. I mean, what's left in the final six games? Is it development? Is it whatever? If you're a head coach and you are a true head coach, you don't care about that stuff. You're like,
you're saying, all right, get a win.
I don't disagree.
Win Sunday.
They're going to say get a win.
Get as many wins as humanly possible.
And if you don't win, you're cut or something. I mean, not that bold or that ridiculously, you know. But you have to have some sort of standard around there that said this is unacceptable. We got to win a football game.
You know what's driving me crazy though is that the number of people that seemingly have jumped to this conclusion that Mitch, you know, it's a lot like what happened with Drew Brees. Drew Brees got benched, you know. Drew Brees went through this period of his career. Hey, you know, look what happened with Alex Smith. Alex Smith came back. The problem with those comparisons, all those people broke through with different teams, mm-hmm. right? So who cares if Mitch is going to be a Hall of Famer if he's not a Hall of Famer here?
Yeah, you know what? The Chargers don't think Drew Brees was a very good draft pick.
That's right. Okay. That's right.
And the 49ers aren't celebrating Alex Smith going to them in that draft either.
I keep comparing Mitchell Trubisky to some piece of technology that has had so many corrupt files downloaded onto it and whatever malware or viruses. He needs a hard factory reset to his defaults.
Sounds like the computer's around here.
Yes, and it's not a neutral example.
Mitch has been hacked.
But what I mean is just like whatever traits, whatever that was that you saw coming out of maybe another team, it's not happening here. This team isn't capable of doing it. They don't want to. They've got stuff loaded on there. They believe in their operating system. But I think another coach could say, listen, forget all of it. Just forget it. We are starting fresh. Don't worry about what other people told you to see and how to see it and how to process it. We're gonna wipe you clean and we're gonna rebuild you from jump.
There are too many examples in the NFL to argue against what you just said. There is no argument against what you said because people reinvent themselves all the time. Molly just mentioned two guys who did that. I mean, Drew Brees and Alex Smith.
Sure, but weren't those guys better?
Alex Smith might have been worse.
Alex Smith might have been worse with San Francisco than Mitch has been with the Bears.
I told you. Worse?
I think the Bears were starting Kyle Orton for some reason. There was an injury. So I was doing a story on guys that had to start, coaches that had to start rookies.
And it was 05.
So I talked to a bunch of people. I called the white-haired wizard, and I'm talking to him about, you know, he had some
talk to
coach.
Him about Steve Young.
Well, I was talking
look
to
what
him,
he did with Steve Young.
Well, but that I was talking to him about a rookie that he had worked with, and he was talking about the problems with it. And then I'm like, hey, thanks so much, coach. Appreciate it. And he's like, hey, are you still there? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, have you seen this Alex Smith play? It's like, this guy, he literally can't run with the ball. He's like juggling it and dropping it. He said that he was shocked that a player could be drafted that high without the capability of playing in the NFL at all. That is how bad Alex Smith was when he was with the Niners. The white-haired wizard couldn't believe that he'd been drafted and was that bad, that butterfingered a player.
And now there are Bears fans out there posting Instagram videos of Alex Smith on his rehab trying to run his way back into the league and considering him as an option for 2020.
No,
it's too early to me to be congratulated.
He's trying to reconstruct his life.
David, you said something. I got kind of angry because you said something. It was such a good thought. It's the conclusion of one of your Bears segments because I wish I had thought of this. Because you...
Damn you all.
You decoded something that's really important. We keep saying next year, well, obviously they're going to bring somebody in to compete. Mitch is going to be here. Well, obviously they're going to bring in somebody to compete. And you ask the question, what are we really saying when we say bring in somebody to compete?
Start.
Yes.
They're looking for another starter.
Yeah, see,
and saying that they were going to compete with Mitch is just code for saying he's going to be our backup. So get used to it.
That's really important because here's the thing, and this is my experience being around these quarterback competitions, going all the way back to whether it's Rick Meyer and Steve Walsh and Eric Kramer, and anytime I've seen one of these things, there's no such thing as an unbiased, objective competition for a couple of reasons. Coaches and general managers have favorites. They have guys that there's always a thumb on the scale, even if their best intent is to make it objective. Human nature makes it not so. And because after every drill, your players know.
Yeah.
Everyone knows who's the best. And especially the players know. And they know if you're cooking the books. They know if you're like, wow, that was against the twos. I've been through these. There's always a way to talk your
way
into
your guy.
Here's
the other element of it. The other element is that this, the new guy, whoever he may be that they bring in to start, will be handpicked by the head coach, not by the general manager. So they will immediately be at loggerheads. The general manager, it's to his behoovement if the quarterback that's here starts and plays better. But if Matt Nagy who do you need to win?
It's a hornet's nest. That's the guy. It's really important to play that out because as we're blithely saying, oh yeah, there's gonna be another guy. They'll bring a veteran. They'll compete. But you're talking about asking for complete chaos and cross purposes. no matter what.
So what would you advocate? Get rid of the...
Oh, for my purposes, bring it on.
I was going to say,
are you kidding me?
Bring me all the dysfunction.
Inject it into my veins. That's all we need.
What do you have today?
Well, we've got some Bears stuff that we need to deal with because this is an important day with Nagy. When he the first questions he asks, the first things he says, there's also some very interesting commentary from Colin Kaepernick's attorney who is predicting something that's going to happen within the next 10 days or so. There's a couple of mystery teams out there. We're going to get to that. We've got Mike Florio at 10. We've got the Midday Midway at 10:40. We have Hub Arkish at 11. A lot of stuff.
The Bears and who else? Have a good show.
End of story.
I see you soon, baby.
I'm done.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.